Path to achieving happiness, wisdom, and strength. Climbing a mountain can be tough. It's physically exhausting and full of obstacles. Achieving happiness, wisdom, and strength, qualities the author calls heights of human potential, is similar. We all aim for these peaks, but first, we must follow a path of awakening. Various religious and spiritual traditions outline a common path to happiness, consisting of 7 essential steps. 1. Steadiness. 2. Kindness. 3. Completeness. 4. Unity. 5. Present moment awareness. 6. Inclusiveness. 7. Timelessness. Mastering these principles leads to full awakening or enlightenment. Achieving a deeper sense of completeness, unity, or other aspects of enlightenment involves 3 types of practice: allowing things to be as they are, releasing what is harmful or painful, and welcoming positive influences. Let's explore each of these practices. Firstly, allowing things to be means acknowledging and accepting your emotions and thoughts without resistance. Secondly, letting go involves freeing yourself from tension, negative thoughts, or desires that cause harm. Lastly, letting in means replacing negative emotions with positive ones, such as focusing on personal growth or cultivating gratitude and resilience. Imagine your mind as a garden where you remove weeds and plant flowers instead. Developing these 7 principles requires embracing your emotions, accepting them, and letting them exist. This process trains you to be more mindful, loving, and content. Neural activity and psychological well-being. Ever wondered why coffee tastes the way it does, how we remember where we put our keys, or why breakups can be so devastating? It all comes down to our nervous system and its control center, the brain. Every sensation we feel, every thought we have, and every desire we experience rely on what our nerves and brain are doing. Scientists have found that there's a direct connection between what we feel and how our brains work. This link can be harnessed in practical ways to improve our lives. Control neural activity through meditation. Our brains are composed of around 85 billion nerve cells called neurons, which are connected in a vast network. As you read or listen to information, these neurons synchronize their activity, creating electrical waves that our brains interpret as words or sounds. Mindfulness and meditation are effective ways to influence this neural activity. Research shows that regular meditation can change the brain, particularly by enhancing control over the amygdala. This small, almond-shaped region deep within the brain is crucial for processing emotions and experiences. It also serves as an alarm system, triggering stress responses in reaction to threats or distressing situations, like encountering an angry person or receiving bad news. Experienced meditators, such as those in Tibetan Buddhism who have spent thousands of hours practicing, exhibit notably high levels of a brain wave called gamma waves. These waves are linked to improved learning ability. Additionally, these meditators show remarkable composure in the face of pain and recover more swiftly afterward. Meditation doesn't just affect emotions and stress levels, it can actually reshape the brain. Recent studies suggest that where we focus our attention can physically alter the structure of our brains. By practicing meditation, individuals can cultivate qualities like stability and compassion, embedding these traits into their own nervous systems over time. Develop concentration through meditation. To start on the path of awakening, the first step is to steady the mind by concentrating during meditation. When the author began meditating, he didn't take it very seriously. He was finishing up college and meditation was becoming popular. After classes, he'd sit in the hills of Southern California with his long hair and bamboo flute, trying to appear as though he was meditating. After practicing a few times, he realized something genuine was happening. When he closed his eyes and breathed slowly, he felt a peaceful and clear awareness wash over him. A few years later, he was sharing these experiences at a meditation workshop. His teacher's response surprised him, "But what about focusing your mind?" Concentration for mindfulness. Learning to focus our attention is crucial for calming our minds, which is the first step towards deep awareness. Concentration is one of the core elements of Buddhist practice, helping us to steady our attention during meditation. It allows us to gain profound insights. In today's busy world, distractions are everywhere, from constant phone notifications to work emails flooding our inboxes at all times. It's not just technology that distracts us. Personal relationships, family matters, and health issues also pull our focus away from tasks. To quiet the busy thoughts in our minds, we need to strengthen neural factors that support concentration and inner calm. Meditation is a powerful tool for this purpose. Here's a typical practice for improving focused attention. Start by choosing a specific thing to focus on, like imagining a buoy floating in warm tropical waters. Alternatively, concentrate on your breathing, feel your chest rise and fall with each breath, and notice the air entering and leaving your nose and mouth. During meditation, various thoughts, sensations, and images will naturally come into your awareness. Instead of getting caught up in them, gently guide your mind back to your chosen focus. Even if it feels challenging initially, your ability to concentrate will improve over time. Think of the mind like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Compassion and joy at a Dalai Lama conference. In the early 2000s, the author attended a conference at Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Woodacre, California to hear the Dalai Lama speak. One memorable aspect of the event was the Dalai Lama's bodyguard. Despite his duty to protect and his training in using force if needed, he stood calmly throughout the conference, smiling warmly at everyone. His demeanor was more like a dancer at ease than a typical guard. He radiated happiness and love, creating a sense of peace rather than threat. The path to awakening in Buddhism isn't just about personal growth. It involves connecting with others and promoting happiness through kindness and compassion. This is known as warming the heart, a crucial practice on this journey. Compassion-focused meditations are key to developing these qualities. They activate parts of the brain associated with positive emotions and improve our relationships with others. One effective meditation, rooted in Theravada Buddhism, centers on offering warm wishes to different types of people. These wishes include safety, health, happiness, and ease for ourselves and others. We direct these wishes towards five specific individuals: someone we appreciate, a benefactor, a friend, a neutral person, someone challenging, and ourselves. This practice helps in cultivating empathy and goodwill towards all. Develop a path to awakening through love and kindness. Start by paying attention to your body. Imagine your breath moving in and out. Then, think of someone who has been kind to you. Focus on the warm feelings they bring out in you. Repeat these words to yourself: I wish you safety, good health, happiness, and ease. If your mind wanders to negative thoughts or problems, gently bring your focus back to the positive feelings you have for that person. Repeat this practice with a friend, someone you find challenging, and others in your life. The journey to awakening isn't solitary. It involves cultivating positive thoughts and feelings within ourselves and extending them outward to the world. Suffering and healing. Finding peace and completeness can help us heal our pain. Early in life, it becomes clear that unhappiness is common and can take many forms. Some people suffer from intense trauma, while others experience a subtle sense of unfulfillment. These feelings, identified by Buddha as suffering, the first fundamental truth of human existence, affect all of us at some point. For some, the burden of suffering persists throughout their lives and can become too much to bear. Much of our unhappiness comes from desire. It's the feeling that something is lacking in our lives, like a need that hasn't been fulfilled. This desire can show up in different ways: seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, or holding on to relationships that aren't good for us. But there's a way out. Buddhist teachings teach us that we can free ourselves from this craving, and thus from suffering. We can achieve this by finding contentment, which is the third step toward enlightenment. One method for finding contentment follows the HEAL acronym. It involves replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. For example, instead of dwelling on sad memories of feeling left out as a child, focus on happy memories of being included by friends. Steps to enhance positive feelings. The first step is to have a positive experience. This means recalling a time when you felt happy. Next, engage with the emotion. Let yourself fully feel it in your body. Then, absorb the positivity. Imagine it entering you like warm sunlight and notice what feels good about it. Lastly, the challenging part is linking positive and negative. Bring the negative feelings to mind while holding on to the positive ones. After a few breaths, let go of the negative feelings, imagining them fading away. Feeling content helps heal past hurts so we can move forward toward enlightenment. Attain wholeness, accepting yourself fully. Feeling truly complete means accepting all aspects of yourself, both positive and negative, and doing so despite the mind's inclination towards negativity. Strengthening neural factors can help us achieve this sense of completeness and live in the present moment. Achieving wholeness is considered a crucial step towards enlightenment, and it's something everyone can accomplish with effort. The brain's midline cortical networks play a key role in our mental state. These networks, located at the top of the brain, have two main parts. The front network handles tasks like problem-solving and planning, while the back one is responsible for daydreaming and ruminating. Our default mode network, located toward the back, often leads us into deep thought throughout the day. Research indicates that most people spend about half their waking hours lost in thought. This tendency towards deep thought can have negative effects, as the midline networks tend to focus inward, leading to negativity, anxiety, or self-criticism. Strengthening the brain's lateral networks, found on both sides, can counteract this. These networks suppress the midline networks when active and help us see the bigger picture. Enhancing our lateral networks promotes a sense of wholeness, even during tough times. Practices like Gestalt awareness can aid in this process. Gestalt awareness involves visualizing things as unified wholes, whether it's focusing on our entire body during movement or imagining our thoughts and feelings as clouds in a vast sky. Practicing Gestalt awareness can also help us achieve mindfulness, being fully present in the moment. Learning these steps enables us to let go of negativity, feel more complete, and live in the present moment. The concept of the self and happiness. When we talk about the self, we mean the core of who we are as individuals, something that defines us and separates us from others. It includes our ego, identity, and how we see ourselves in the world. Imagine it as a presence inside us that sees and interacts with the world through our own eyes. However, having a strong sense of self often leads to suffering. It makes us take things personally, become defensive, and sometimes overly possessive of people or things. That's why it's important to lessen this focus on the self to find true happiness. When we can open ourselves up to everything around us, rather than just focusing on ourselves, we often find that our well-being improves. Buddhist teachings on detachment. When the Buddha taught people how to let go of the self, he emphasized three key aspects. First, he urged them to stop identifying with the idea of "this is me." Next, he advised letting go of possessiveness, the notion of "this is mine." Lastly, he encouraged abandoning conceit, the belief of "I'm better than you" or "I matter more than you." By detaching from the sense of self, we shift our perspective from I to we, considering not just ourselves but also those around us. One way to do this is through practices that open us up to the broader world, which is a crucial step towards enlightenment. During meditation, pay attention to how the sense of I arises and fades within your body. Recognize that this sense of self is complex and constantly changing due to various factors. Picture your sense of self as cloud-like and unsubstantial, much like a deflating balloon. Practicing openness to allness can also involve activities like spending time in nature. Simply standing in an open field can help shift your focus from yourself to the vast universe around you. True happiness in Buddhism. Steve Armstrong, a teacher who trained as a monk in Asia, once explained Nibbana to someone curious about its meaning. Nibbana represents sublime happiness and freedom from suffering, which are the ultimate goals in Buddhism. Armstrong likened Nibbana to standing atop the highest peak of a mountain after living deep in a valley surrounded by mountains. From this peak, one gains a clear view of the entire world. However, one cannot remain on the peak indefinitely. Eventually, one must return to the valley below. Nevertheless, the experience forever alters one's perspective. The final step to Nibbana. The last stage to reaching Nibbana, or inner peace, is finding timelessness, which is often the most challenging part. Being happy and mostly free from suffering involves understanding that everything changes over time. Just like how a temporary current in water creates short-lived ripples, everything in life, including moments of joy and pain, is impermanent, like swirls in a river. To find timelessness, it means letting go of past hurts and worries about the future. Meditation can aid in this process. Sit comfortably and focus on your breath, noticing any thoughts or sensations that arise. Reflect on past experiences or future possibilities, observing how they shift in your mind. Think of these experiences as patterns, similar to swirls in water, that come and go. Recognize that these patterns are impermanent and don't have a permanent essence. Accept that being human means experiencing constant change. By practicing stability, kindness, and being present in everyday life, you move towards a path of inner peace, even if full enlightenment might be unreachable for many. Key points. 1. Practice mindfulness and meditation to reshape your brain and enhance emotional control. 2. To grow happiness, practice kindness, compassion, and present moment awareness. 3. Achieve completeness by accepting yourself fully and letting go of negativity. 4. Understand suffering as part of life and find contentment through positive experiences. 5. Focus on concentration to calm the mind and gain deeper awareness. 6. Detach from the self to lessen suffering and open up to broader perspectives. 7. Seek inner peace by embracing impermanence and letting go of past burdens.